You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Gentlemen, start your engine!
Triangle Tire, Tires for Life presents Dave's Corner Garage. The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed can sometimes be accompanied by hand gestures, which your sister may find offensive, but you think are hilarious. There's one in every family. Buckle in, everyone. It's time to get this show on the road. Time for Dave's Corner Garage, your Saturday morning joyride on Zoomer Radio. Got a car query? Call now, 416-360-0740, or toll free at
1-866-740-4740.
Yeehaw! That woke me up.
All right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Good one, Al. Good morning.
Thank you. Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. It's a beautiful Saturday morning.
It is. Are we electric today, or are we gas and diesel?
I think we're gasoline.
Okay.
Gasoline, yet. What am I?
Oh, yeah. I saw that blurb. They make a racing Corolla now, eh?
Yeah, it's today on my YouTube channel. It's also on the Dave's Corner Garage Facebook page. There's a link there. Went to Vancouver Island to drive some fast Toyotas. So I drove a new little Corolla, but it's a high-performance Corolla.
So that's like literally for the little old lady from Pasadena.
Definitely not.
Go, Granny, go.
No.
Go, Granny, go. There
no,
you go.
It's all-wheel drive, 300 horsepower, and my favorite, manual transmission only.
Sorry, 300 horsepower.
300 horsepower.
What's the weight of that vehicle?
It's 3,300 pounds, depending on spec.
Wow.
It was brilliant.
I bet.
It was brilliant.
You know how long it takes me to get to the supermarket now? Not very long at all.
Not long at all. That was a beautiful machine. You know what? Hadn't been on the racetrack in probably a month, and the thing made me look like a hero.
Nice.
It's just a brilliant car.
And it's a Corolla.
Yeah, it's called the Toyota GR Corolla.
Yeah, I think I've seen it.
Oh, for Granny.
Yeah.
GR.
Yeah.
It's the Granny Corolla.
Granny Corolla.
Yes.
The other voice you're hearing, of course, is Darren Boston. He's from Triangle Tire. Darren, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, gentlemen.
It's tire time.
It is. It's that changeover time, everybody's favorite time of the year.
It's been tire time for a little while.
It has, yes, yeah. On and off.
Everybody wants winter tires now, and they're thinking about it right now.
Yeah, I know. Perfect lots of timing. People are, and those are the ones you're cursing at, because you're going, like, hello, it's going to be December next week. And,
yep.
Yes.
Yeah. How are we in terms of shortages or supply line?
It's switched right around. Majors, there's still a little bit of supply issues, but as far as any value brand, there's the pipeline is full.
That's great. Yep. Price of containers has come down. The boats are moving quicker.
Yep. There should be some deals to be had if people are looking to buy.
Yeah. You know, we're going to talk about that later, because I had someone in, and there was some concern on where the tire was made, you know, and I'm saying, well, you know, it's always a trade-off, so to speak. I said, but you have nothing to fear, because these aren't just sort of falling off the back of a truck, you know.
No.
These are tires that are vetted. They're looked at by the Ministry of Transportation.
Correct.
Nothing gets in the country unless it's right.
Absolutely. Everything's checked by the DOT and has to have a DOT number, and they go through the same process as any manufacturer shipping tires into the country.
Great. We've got two other guests, of course, calling in. We've got Liz Kaplan from Whippy. Whippy good.
Yeah, well, that's they've got an interesting way for people to pay for repairs or performance upgrades or whatever the case is. So we'll talk to Liz a little bit later. And we've got Josh Eisen from Where I Park, who helps with long-term parking solutions. So if you've got an extra car, he can find you a spot.
As opposed to How I Park.
Yeah, How I Park, that's, you know, as I always say, racing drivers suck at parking, so don't take lessons from, I suck at parking.
And so you're okay with a three-point turn?
Parking is not a good thing. Parking straight into a perpendicular spot, that's always a problem. Yep.
You know what? Until I had teenagers, I didn't know what an in and out was. You know what an in and out is?
I have no idea.
Well, there you go, see?
I have no idea either.
It's when you get to the mall, and there's parking spots, and there's front to back, but there's no cars there. So
gotcha.
You pull into one forward, and then you just move ahead so that you're actually pretending like you've backed in without I can't back in. I you don't have to. So that's an In-N-Out.
I was going to say In-N-Out is my favorite burger chain in Southern California.
Yeah. That's like an Uncle Mo. Was it Uncle Mo? Who was the guy who got the best parking spot on Seinfeld? On Uncle Louie. Uncle Louie is when you get the parking spot right in front.
And you never drive the car because you don't want to lose a spot.
That's right.
All right, this is Dave's Corner Garage. We're going to be back right after this break with some exciting news about tires. And a bunch of other stuff, too. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage. I'm Brian Max in studio with Alan Gelman from Glen Allen Motors and Darren Bossens from Triangle Tire. And speaking of Triangle Tires, we're going to announce the winner of a set of Triangle Tires at the end of the show. Mm-hmm. And my favorite part of the prize is Alan is personally installing those tires.
Yes, I've got a new pair of gloves, actually, and I didn't go get them. Somebody forgot them at the shop, which was kind of great. Listen, I was in recently, and I left a bag of gloves on the tires there. You know what? Give them to the boys. I said, okay, fine.
Nice.
Cool. Yeah.
And you're going to personally install these?
Do you know what? They're getting so big and heavy, and I had one of my guys, who's, you know, he's in good shape, but he's not tall, you know, and he's challenged that way. And he says, can you give me a hand? You know, it's like, because those 18, 19, 20s are big, you know. Yeah. Especially now because a lot of people took our advice and put rims as well as tires.
For sure.
Easy to slug just tires.
Yeah,
you know?
That's no
I can
problem.
Be a hero with just tires.
That's right. It.
But when you got a 30-pound wheel or more.
Yes.
And the other part, too, is we've had a bunch of vehicles in. I guess maybe they didn't change them over the last couple of years where they're stuck on the hubs.
Oh.
You know,
that's the worst.
And you've got a big old hammer, a BFH, and you whack it, and it
doesn't
come off. No.
Welded.
Actually, my brother Glenn came up with a trick where he just takes one that's off already.
Yeah.
And he just kind of throws it at the other tire. So then, you know, because then it's a big weight, you know, a lot of force. And
yes.
And it breaks it loose.
As long as you hit the tire only and not the...
Oh, but you're hitting it with a tire.
The wheel well or...
Well, of course. You know, you got to be careful.
Absolutely.
They are big and heavy. But, you know, because of the landscape, because of COVID, people have kept cars forever. And they're getting high on mileage. And in a lot of cases, of course, I mean, not that everybody always liked a bargain of some kind. But now it's like, well, my car is 300Ks and my tires are either cracked up because they're too old or worn out. So... You know, if I'm going to try to save some money, how can I do that?
Well, you know, everybody, when they're buying anything, at least this is the way I do it, is I look for value.
Right.
So what type of tire am I going to, you know, you don't necessarily want to go at the rock bottom cheapest, but you want something that's got some value add where the price is, you know, the quality's there. It'll give you the mileage, the performance, et cetera, but not at that high level, you know, tier one price.
Right, exactly. You know, I mean, for example, I'm only keeping the car for maybe another couple years.
Yeah.
But I want to be safe.
Yes.
You know, I want to be comfortable. My family's in that car. I don't want to have to worry. But at the same time, if I can leave $200 in my pocket, why not?
Yeah. Well, for the most part, major brands are for the first set of tires that come OE.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, people usually gravitate towards the value brands.
Yeah. And I've been using value brands, and I got to tell you, I've never had an issue. I mean, well, except for a nail, but I mean...
That's not the tire's fault.
But I can tell you a story about a lawyer's wife that I put a set of Michelins on who had a flat the very next morning, and she was not happy with me.
No.
And I had to promise her that the tires, when I put them on yesterday, didn't come with this roofing nail.
No.
Really?
No. How do you know it's a roofing nail? I said, oh, it's a special nail. Oh, my neighbor just got a new roof. Any...
I'd be there you go.
Neighbor.
There you go.
So, you know, I heard of studded tires, but not tires with nails in them.
No. And it was probably pointed inward, not outward.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, this morning when I was walking the dog, I heard a car drive by on studded tires, which is a rare thing in Midtown Toronto. Yeah.
I don't even know if you can legally do that here in Ontario.
Well, we need an opinion of our special... TikTok traffic cop.
Yes.
On that. But, I think if you live in a certain area, you can certainly drive them legally.
Yes.
I don't know. I suppose you can drive to other parts of Ontario.
Well, at the end of the day, I know Northern Ontario, there's a bit of use of it up there. So if you're coming in from Northern Ontario to do something in the city, you're not going to take your tires off.
No, right? Exactly. So yeah. You stop at the border and put your regular tires on.
Chain up or chain down, right?
Well, in Quebec, do they use, are studs available?
In certain areas for sure. Maritimes for sure. They use them out there. And the studs of today aren't like the studs of yesterday. They barely stick out past the rubber. They're quiet. They're not as bad as they used to be.
Except for the set that were on Brian's neighbor's car.
Yes. Well, you'd hear it.
So I drove some studded tires. The winter tires that I have right now can be studded or non-studded.
Yep.
And I drove the studded version as well, and they were remarkably quiet.
Yes.
And because the studs are so short, you still have a fair bit of rubber in contact with the road when you're not driving on snow and ice. It's a very, very cool technology.
Yeah, no, exactly. So I know there's some new technology out there, or at least researching it or trying to develop it, where the stud actually will come out or go back in.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So we'll wait for that. Then anybody can run studded tires at the end of the day.
That's a great idea.
Yes.
Question. I see them online on the on your website. You know, it says can be studded.
Yes.
Who puts them in?
Well, some dealers do studding.
Okay.
You'll find that more in Quebec and the Maritimes. Mm-hmm. Or you can get them studded right from the manufacturer at the factory.
So the warehouse will do it?
Well,
the distributor?
The factory.
Well, the factory. The actual manufacturer. Like they have machines that do it. It's very quick. The guys get very quick. They can usually do a tire in like, you know, a minute, minute and a half.
Wow.
So they're quick with the machinery. But if you're doing it manually, it can take some time. But there are some dealers that will do it.
Now, besides car tires, I mean, you have a pretty much full line on car tires, correct?
Correct.
All season. And do you have any all-weather?
Yes, we have all-weather as well. Like most manufacturers now make all-weather. It's a blend of an all-season, essentially, and a winter. So you're not going to get the same performance level as, you know, compared to a full winter or as compared to an all-season. But, you know, I think it's a good spot for people that, you know, don't have storage. They want to have a little more protection in the winter. They don't have storage, so they don't have to carry an extra set of tires for their vehicle.
Exactly.
It's great for people in the city.
Correct.
I've been in the city for a really long time.
Yes.
And, you know, sure, we get a little bit of snow, but there's nothing that I've ever had to deal with that's really bad. And I think an all-weather tire really works for a lot of those drivers.
For sure. Yeah. It's if you're in Toronto, in the GTA, if you're in Montreal, that's a different story. But definitely Toronto, it performs fine for all year round use.
Now, just before we go to break, you can use that and get your discount, right, from the insurance company?
Yes, you can, because they have a three-peak mountain snowflake designation still.
There you go. Peeking. We're peeking right now. We got to get off there and stop talking, okay? Otherwise, Carl's be waving and say, Al,
he's going to get
talking.
Angry.
We got to go. This is Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage. I'm Brian Max in studio with Alan Gelman and Darren Bossens from Triangle Tire. And later in the show, we're going to announce our Triangle Tire winner.
Yep.
So hang tight on that. But joining us on the line is Liz Kaplan from Whippy Pig. Liz, how are you?
I'm good, guys. Thanks for having me. How are you guys?
We're doing great. And, you know, I think this is totally apropos to what we're talking about. We have Darren in the house, of course. We're talking about buying new tires. And you know, I kind of want a budget, but I want them. But at the same time, I don't want to pay, you know, financing fee. You've got an answer for us.
We do, yeah. So Whippy is, you know, one of the easiest ways to pay for things like tires and other repairs and upgrades. All you got to do is just set up your profile on your app. You'll get your spending limit right away, and then you can go to any of our retailers and spend it. So why pay today when you can pay later?
I like long walks on the beach.
It shows.
Darren was concerned. I was waving, but not at him specifically. He's a handsome fella. But
thank you.
And can I do that right at the retailer, or do I have to? How long beforehand do I have to get set up for that?
You can definitely do it at the retailer because, I mean, it's just setting up a profile, snapping a couple photos.
Mm-hmm.
You can also do it at home ahead of time and then shop for your retailer. Like some people, you know, are at the counter thinking, oh, do you have any other way to pay? And they could say, yeah, how about Whippy? You know, take 90 days, no interest, something like that. Or maybe they're at home and they're hearing about it. Like right now, they can go on set up their profile and then see the map around them of all the retailers we work with, even filter by tires or whatever service they're looking for. And then the retailer will automatically, you know, get a notification that, you're ready to go book an appointment.
All right. And the retailer gets a notification?
Yeah, exactly. Because if it's a customer that heard about it, say, on the radio, we want him to know that there's a potential customer looking at his shop. So as soon as you choose your retailer shop, they'll get a notification. Hey, you know, Alan set up his profile. He's looking for winter tires. Give him a call. So at least the retailer you chose can reach out, book your appointment, and get you all sorted with whatever services that you're looking for.
That's great. And part of the profile, other than long walks on the beach and whatever.
And your coladas?
I prefer red to white. But other than that, though, you punch in your car information, correct?
Yeah. So we actually built a really unique system where you can just put in your license plate and your mileage, and it'll automatically know what car you drive. Well, it'll decode your vehicle. It'll say, is this what you drive? You say yes. And it'll immediately display your spending limit on the screen. You don't need any personal information, so you could go on right now and just try it out, try any car.
Right.
And if you decide, you know what, I am interested in seeing more about this, you put in your email, set up your profile. It'll ask you for a picture of your license. So we need an Ontario driver's license and the ownership of your vehicle so we know what you drive. And that's it. Those two things are going to set up your profile. And like I said, you can just choose what plan works for your budget. We have long-term, short-term. All the interest rates are better than a credit card. We also give reward miles.
Yeah, I saw that. You've got air miles for your customers.
That's right. So 100 air miles for every payment plan that a customer takes. And we're also going to give away a $50 gas card for any of your listeners that hear this and sign up with a special link. It's an easy link, join.whippy.com/Dave's Corner Garage. And if you use that link from now until the end of the year, December 31st, to sign up and take a payment plan with any of our retailers, we're going to send the customer a $50 SO gas card, which is pretty much like gold these days.
Yeah, it sure is. We'll put that on our Facebook page as well. So it's going to be join.whippy.com/Dave's Corner Garage. And when someone signs up with purchase, they get a $50 gas card. That's very, very cool, Liz. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
What's the limitation? For example, my car gets towed in and it needs a new tranny. Is there a limit dollar value wise?
Yeah, so we go up to $10,000.
Oh, I'd get a tranny for that.
It's just usually what most people need, even for something like a tranny, because it's meant to use multiple times. So, you know, you get your $10,000, you use it now, you use it later. We have gone over the $10,000 if someone has, you know, a nice car, a valuable car, because it's based on the vehicle and it's not based on the customer. So we don't check credit or do credit applications or anything like that. We just run the vehicle.
That's why we love this time of year. You know, I own a garage, and the guy comes in, and he just wants his tires put on. I go, guess what? We hold your wheels off. You need brakes, too. So,
oops.
Yeah. Which is pretty typical, yeah, exactly.
All right, Liz, thanks for taking the time. The website again is?
It's whippy.com.
All right, have yourself a great weekend. We appreciate it.
You too. Thanks for having me.
All right, bye-bye. All right, afterwards, we're going to talk more tires with Darren. He's the tire expert, right?
I guess so, yeah.
Well, you can fool most of the people most of the time, eh?
I know more than the average person, I'd have to say. That's about it.
And you know how to tear them up, too.
Absolutely.
Well, burn them.
You have to know that.
Burn them, suckers. This is Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage. I'm Brian Max in studio with Alan Gelman, of course, and Darren Boston's from Triangle Tire. Hey, we're live on Instagram, by the way. And if you want to see us, our faces for radio, go to our Instagram at Dave's Corner Garage 1.
I know. Now you make me shave.
Shouldn't be advertising.
You don't have to do that, Al.
I'm saying we need to make up personnel. Seriously. Because now it's visual.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I don't know. There's no help for us, though.
I was going to say, can they do anything for us? Or
I don't know. I think you have to appoint an actor first, and we're not members. So.
Maybe a mask for each one of us.
Yeah.
But we're also on Sirius Radio, and guess who was on the Arlene Bynum Show this week?
Who was that?
Me.
You were?
Yeah, you called me. Where they got my number, I don't know. Anyways, some great questions. They were, for the most part, you know, there was an article in the Globe Mail that talked about, you know, do I really need tires? You know, I'm trying to save money. You know, interest rates are going up. I can hardly afford the condo I bought. But are tires, is not buying tires the way to go to try to save money? And I said no.
I agree with you.
I agree. You're talking winter tires specifically?
Winter tires
you
specifically.
You need tires because you have ball tires.
No. Well, in both cases, you need tires.
You do.
All right. Well, for the most part, you know, one of the greatest, I mean, it was a sales pitch, but at the same time, it made so much sense where the guy said, you know, the cost of winter tires is less than deductible on your next collision if you have an accident.
Yes. Plus, you get the break from the insurance companies.
Yep. Yeah, you're saving money, and of course, you know, like all of us do, we have summer and winter tires,
and
so we're not wearing out the same set of tires 12 months out of the year.
Nope.
You know, so they last a little bit longer, and then when you need to replace them, you replace them.
Yeah, so there's value there. I mean, you know, like I say, I hit the brakes when they kept sliding. The next thing you know, I'm paying $1,000 deductible. Right? Yeah,
my wife saw that last week when we had the snow. A gentleman on Bayview is approaching a stop sign. At Bayview and slid right into Bayview, which is four lanes. Like, good luck, buddy.
And then you're hurt in your throat, right?
Yes.
No, people have to realize that, you know, they call, you know, they're not summer tires because there was a different category called summer tires, but all seasons, okay? Well, the manufacturers sell globally, right? So, yeah, they're all season if you live down in North Carolina or South Carolina.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But when you come up into Canada where we get a full-blown winter, those tires are not designed for that type of temperature or conditions.
Exactly. And I think that's where the discrepancy came. You know, they started calling them all season because there wasn't a summer tire. No, they didn't really make summer tires. Or did they still make summer tires?
Yeah, you know, they did then and they still do now. And they're typically ultra-high performance tires. They're very sticky. They're soft. You definitely cannot drive in the winter with those tires.
And you're not going to use them on your racing 22 GR Corolla for sure.
Yeah, you could use them on those. They probably had summer tires on them.
Yeah, they did. The one that I'm in the driving in the episode the entire time is the one on the ultra-sticky summer tire.
Yes,
yeah, so those will last about 10 days of track days, and then they're done. Yeah.
But I think what happened was, I mean, if we think back into the 70s, we started coming out with front-wheel drive cars.
Yes.
You know, we realized really quickly that, you know, it drives a whole lot better than a rear-wheel drive when it comes to, you know, winter driving, certainly.
Definitely.
And so they worked for a bunch of years, and people just used the two.
Yeah.
I mean, because in the old days, well, it was a rear-wheel drive, and if you didn't put a pair of winters on the back, you didn't go anywhere.
Exactly.
But the mistake we made, I remember, was putting just two again, but on a front-wheel drive.
Oh, no.
Yeah. We did that for a couple of years.
No kidding.
Yeah, and then they said, really, four would be better. And I'm going, yeah, right, of course, for you.
They're trying to sell them.
Right.
Yes,
but huge difference. Yeah, yeah. I remember fishtailing and doing some crazy stuff because the back end didn't stick.
Yeah, there's no weight on the back of, relatively, I know, you know, I'm exaggerating, but there's no weight on the end of the back end of a front-wheel drive car. And in fact, like our front-wheel drive race cars, we always made a joke that the rear wheels were there just to hold the back of the car up.
Pretty much.
Because everything was happening at the front.
I remember going in the turn two at Mosport, and you'd watch the minis, and one wheel would be right off the ground altogether.
Yep.
How do they do that?
No, front-wheel drives are definitely easier to get started in the snow than, you know, typically rear-wheel drive. And that's a concern, but more of a concern is stopping.
Yes.
Right. Oh, as a matter of fact, that was one of the things, too, that people always bring up. They go, because people have now switched away from basic sedans. I mean, they all have SUVs or crossovers
Correct.
Of some kind.
Mm-hmm.
And they're absolutely convinced that, well, if I have an all-wheel drive, I don't need snow tires. But that's not the case.
No, all-wheel drive just means you go further into the ditch. Because you're at a higher speed when you do start to lose control.
Exactly. And people don't realize that whether it's two-wheel drive or four-wheel drive, you're still only looking at that patch of rubber that represents the size of your hand.
Yes.
And it makes a difference if there's four wheels drive, you know, a motor driving all four wheels or two. Like you say, you have to stop.
Yes. And you typically get about, you know, it varies, but 30% less stopping distance, you know, from all seasons to winters in the, you know, the 7 degree or below temperatures.
Yes.
Now, well, it's such an important thing. It's, everybody has no problem stepping on the gas in an all-wheel drive vehicle when it's got, especially now when it's got snow tires.
Yes.
If you've equipped it properly. But then when you do step on the brakes, even with winter tires, it takes a little bit longer to stop.
Absolutely. You've got to be, you know, as they say, drive for the conditions. And if it's snowing out and it's accumulating on the ground, or, you know, there's black ice that you don't even see. So you've got to limit your speed for sure. But, you know, there are times where you're going to have to stop suddenly, like, in any time of the year. And if you have winters on, you're going to stop 30%, you know, sooner. So essentially, you may avoid the accident where without them, you're probably going to have the accident.
The other thing, too, is, you know, we're talking about as cars get newer, we're talking about technology's advanced, and now pretty much everything has anti-lock brakes and skid control.
Yes.
But people don't realize that that's dependent on the tire still touching the road.
That's the only thing touching the road.
Right.
So, yes. Yeah.
So your pulsating brakes for your ABS to give you steering will only work if the tire's on the road. If it's up in the air, it's just if it's bald and slipping, it's not going to help.
It's not. It's really going to make no difference.
Right, right. So you want to make sure that you keep this stuff up. Otherwise, it's not going to work. So, you know, in the old days, of course, we used to just pump the brakes. Well, now
right.
we stand on them. But again, you have to have that adhesion.
Absolutely. That's the only thing stopping and starting you on in a vehicle, period.
Now, we talked about all-weather tires as opposed to all-season. It gets so confusing. And there's lots of reasons for people, you know, who just don't have a place to park don't have a place to put them, especially now with condos. In fact, we're going to get into parking later on with Josh Eisen from Where Do I Park. Where do they store? If you live in a condo now... You know, where do you put your extra set of wheels and tires?
Living room?
Yeah, you could. You could put two and two and put a table across it, and there's your coffee table if you need a coffee table.
Or a balcony.
Sure, you could, but you don't want the tire sitting in the sun.
No, you don't want them really out there. Like, you know, some condos have storage units. You can put them in there, but, you know, you got to lug them in, lug them out.
Yeah. But if you think about it, though, if somebody's chose to live downtown, it's probably because they like to live downtown to begin with.
Yes.
They don't put a million miles on a year.
Nope.
You know, most of their travel is to a local restaurant or local store. Mm-hmm. You know, if they put on 30 miles in a week or you know, 50 Ks, that's a lot. So why not go with this, with the all-weather? I sell a lot of them. I like them.
Yeah. No, like I said, it's a good blend. You can run them all year long, but at the end of the day, they're not as good as a winter that's
All right. Give me a hard time here. You know,
there's a place, time, and a place for them.
Absolutely, right.
But
so I
not
usually,
everywhere.
My next question will be: do you have a cottage up north? Do you are you a skier?
Yeah, that's a great question.
Right.
And you know, if you're someone who doesn't drive out of town or has the flexibility to drive when the weather's clear, then you know an all weather tire makes a lot of sense.
Yes,
and I have a bunch of friends who live downtown who barely drive.
Yes,
right.
And it's a great choice for them. For me, I drive everywhere, so I need to be on summers in the summer,
correct,
and winters in the winter. There's no question about that. Like, you know, I go snowboarding and go up north, all that crazy stuff. So I have to have winter tires.
Right. Yeah.
It comes down to quantifying your customer.
Right. And so there you go. I like I say, I like the all weathers. I've put them on cars. People are concerned that they wear out a little bit quicker, but you know. They may. Maybe they get 20% less, you think?
Yeah, I know for sure. But it might be more in the summer, right? To get three Peak Mountain Snowflake, you have to have rubber that doesn't get, that remains flexible in the cold temperatures.
Right.
So conversely, when the temperatures start to increase, that rubber is going to heat up a little bit more and wear off a little faster.
Well, Brian can attest to that because, you know, Brian is the owner of a racing team.
Well, he's heating them up to max temperature.
Well, our drivers are. We'll, you know, at some point they'll drive the cars, but I will be paying the tire bill.
Well, exactly. And I always tell people say, how come they wear out quick? Well, how do you think they make them stick? They make them stick by making them soft.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
I said, every time you watch, a race, every time they pull into the pits, for the most part, tire change.
Yeah.
You know, gas and tires. That's about it.
Yeah. So we're in our championship, we're allowed or allocated 7 sets of tires per weekend. Think about that.
Yeah. And those aren't cheap tires.
Oh, no. They're special for the cars. But yeah, 7 sets of tires. And it's a big tire bill at the end of the weekend.
Absolutely.
Yes.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then now, can you use and so you'll reuse the tires then, I guess.
We'll save them for testing and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But that's about it. You know, if in racing, if you want to be competitive, you always have to be on fresh tires. That's the reality of it.
Well, but again, you know, you said you're limited to how many because they try to put a budget on it.
They do, but it's racing, so it's a ridiculous amount of money.
of course.
Yeah.
And speaking of pricing, Triangle comes in where?
It's a tier 3, so mm-hmm. it's a value tier. You know, it's hard to say what, you know, an actual price because of the range of sizing and different models and everything, but you know, you're going to be, you know, 30 to 50% cheaper than a tier 1.
They should reverse that system, okay? Because when they give you the price, way more tears when you hear how much the number ones cost.
Yes, those are TEARS.
But the Triangle's got like very advanced high tech production facilities. It's not like they're being made anywhere but a cutting edge factory.
Absolutely. Like I've been to the factory a few times. There's hardly any people in it. It's all robotics. German building machines. It's a very high tech facility.
Very good. And how many facilities do they have?
Two factories in China, and they're looking at putting a third one in somewhere else.
All right, super. After the break, speaking of looking for spots, we're going to be talking to Josh Eisen from Where I Park. You live in a condo. Some condos don't even come with them. Oops, I blew it. There you go. We're going to find out or maybe you got one and you don't have a car.
There you go.
Yeah.
Hey, I can make some extra money.
That's right.
We're going to be with Josh Eisen right after this.
Welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage. I'm Brian Max in studio with Alan Gelman and Darren Bossens from Triangle Tire. And joining us on the line is Josh Eisen, who has solutions about parking. Josh, how are you?
I am wonderful. Good morning, gentlemen. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. Now, Josh, you represent both sides, correct?
I do represent both sides. So, Where I Park, which is the firm where I'm currently working at here, is... We're a marketplace. Mm-hmm. We play a little bit in the middle where we work with real estate asset owners and managers, in addition to people with their own driveways or private places that may have unused parking spaces. And then we match them online with the marketplace for people looking for monthly parking.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, we have a situation where people are parking downtown. They may be renting a condo and it doesn't come with a spot. Or vice versa, where you've got a spot and there's nobody using it. So this is a way for you to generate some income.
For sure. Look, our tagline is, minimizing waste and maximizing space. So the idea is you could do more with the inventories or parking spaces that are out there, but you'd be surprised at all the different groups and needs for parking. So some of our biggest groups are, we have like large construction firms, sometimes that need 500 spaces for 24 months while they're building something.
Wow.
Or potentially someone like a car collector who has, five new cars, but he's looking somewhere safe to store them where it's covered or away from the snow because he doesn't have room in his garage anymore. So there's a million different types of reasons why someone needs monthly parking, but there's not always cheap and affordable options available.
And right.
This is what we try to do.
Right. Steve was saying, actually, in the condo where he lives, people put it up, on the bulletin board in the laundry room. I mean, you don't get a lot of view from that, a lot of visibility. But here, you can do it online on your website, which is called?
It's called Where I Park. And so we're a nice Canadian firm based here in Toronto. Mm-hmm. And though we did merge earlier this year with a company in Australia called Spacer, their background was largely in renting out people's driveways and also storage spaces, like maybe your garage is empty and you want to have someone else to be able to fill it with their stuff and charge them per month. So it's really a little bit more than just parking. But here in Toronto and North America, our model is mostly just renting out monthly parking.
Oh, great idea, because where my daughter lives, they've had a bunch of cars get stolen. And of course, I said to her, I said, honey, you can either get an electronic device or chain a dog to it, or just park it in the garage. And she said, Dad, it's easier for you to say park it in the garage. If you have a snowblower and a whole bunch of other stuff, there's no room for the car. But in your situation, you could put that junk in your rented garage, right? And then use your home one.
Yes.
For sure. Although right now, a lot of what we do is really helping fleets and groups and people just find that extra spot for their car. Because some people find it that maybe, when they go to work, their work might have, call it spaces for employees, but maybe it's only 20 spaces. But yet they have 40 employees that require parking. So the other 20 are left to scramble for themselves because of lease provisions or what happened, when the employer signed up. So we're there as a really great partner for a lot of corporations, too, who are, hey, look, maybe your garage is under construction for a year.
Question. Is there ever an issue with third-party liability? I mean, for example, I'm going to rent out my parking spot, but I'm not using it. Can a landlord come back at you, or do you? Is there waivers that get involved in this kind of thing?
Well, I guess if you're part of like a condo board or something, that could add some levels of complexity. Mm-hmm. But in many cases in the States, like we work with the largest providers of what we call multifamily homes in the U.S., or especially rental properties, where the whole building and asset is entirely owned by, you know, the landlord. And so the idea is unlike condos where there's different levels and responsibilities and ownerships for spaces, our growth point is like we have over 450 apartment buildings in the States where they're like, hey, I got 20 spots free in downtown Seattle, help us out. So in that way, there's no insurance claims or concerns whatsoever because it's their parking or they own it and we're just facilitating a transaction.
Now, Josh, how is the adoption of EVs changing parking?
Okay, so the adoption of EVs is huge because sometimes people are getting EVs, but they might not necessarily own the EV infrastructure, the parking infrastructure. So if you're in an apartment building somewhere and you want to buy an EV, but your building is not, well, maybe hasn't put in an EV charger, what are you going to do? So we're trying to work with a lot of asset owners to identify new ways to accommodate either shared or, you know, private ownership of EV chargers so that they can, you know, obviously implement green, you know, initiatives in their garages and allow people who do buy EVs but might not own the building to be able to park there. So we've got a whole network of partners that we can help asset owners, you know, find the right charging technology that's going to work best for their parkers.
That's great. So, you know, we can send you an electrician, put in the box, and then
and also monetize it because there's a fee for that. So, you know, the parking spot or lot owners can actually make a little bit of money.
So that, I guess that's obviously one of the boxes that get checked on the website, in terms of availability, not just the spot, but here you can plug your car in too.
Yeah. So like we do list some EV spaces, although this is a newer market for us to get into because like the EV charging spots now are done by a lot of big companies focused on like public places. But when it comes to those private places where we're parking most of our cars, there aren't yet fully fleshed out EV strategies yet. You know, do you want like us? Let's just say if you're just buying a charger for your house, you could buy a unit for under $1,000 and then put it in, find someone, get a low charge. But if you're trying to look at a fleet, so we work with a lot of rental car fleets, they're now looking like, hey, can you guys find us 50 spots with 50 chargers? That becomes a lot harder to find. So then we come in and try and work with our partners to not only find the spaces, but also manage the implementation of that EV infrastructure as well.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you've done a guy a favor by providing a place for him to plug in, but who's paying the electrical bill?
Yeah, exactly. And then it comes the tricky part, like, can you actually make money off of charging for power? And there's a lot of EV companies out there doing that. Our focus is just on really trying to find people the right place to park for their vehicle.
All right, so www.whereipark.com, correct?
That's us.
Josh, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you. Have a great day. Pleasure to be here, gentlemen.
All right. Take care. Well, we got to park it now and take a break. This is Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage. I'm Brian Max in studio with Alan Gelman and Darren Bossens from Triangle Tire. And we're going to have, Darren's going to have an announcement in just a moment. But before we go, got to let you know. We're looking for some followers on our Instagram, Dave's Corner Garage 1. And when we get to 500, we're making a cash donation to Good Shepherd Ministries here in the city.
Great.
That's very nice.
Very nice of you. Yeah, time's coming up. You know, a lot of people, we passed the shelter on the way in, and there's some sad people there, I'll tell you.
This is the time of year where we need to look after each other.
Definitely. All right. And you want a drum roll?
I was going to say...
Yeah, drum roll. Oh, well, you're the musician, Al.
You're the drummer, so...
Well, I don't know if you can hear.
So our winner of the set of Triangle Tires is Sharon Hutchinson.
Sharon Hutchinson.
Woo! Congrats, Sharon.
Yeah, Sharon lives out in Burlington, and where the sewer pipes have broken, apparently, and they're dumping raw sewage into the lake.
Eh? No.
I didn't know that.
Really?
Oh, yeah,
for
man.
20 years.
So this isn't recent.
Maybe that's why it smells in Hamilton.
That's where it ends up, I guess.
They always blamed it on the steel plant, but maybe it was the sewage pipe.
It might just be.
All right, so she's driving a BMW, and you have tires for that vehicle.
I do, yeah. We've already been in contact through Steve, so.
Yeah. Okay. And hopefully it's a big one. So Al, works his arms lifting Sharon's tires on and off her car.
I'm going to be flexing.
28-inch.
Oh,
no. Did you see the look on his face?
Yeah. He went ghost white there.
Except on Bigfoot, I've never seen anything that big. Okay. I think 22s is probably the max that I've actually seen.
She's at 19, so you're going to be okay. You'll be doing two at one time.
Not a problem.
Oh, yeah, do with pinkies.
Yes,
very good. We're happy to do that, and thank you for donating that. And as well, she's getting a crown application.
Oh, God, she's going to be set.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean they put a crown on her head for winning.
No. Underneath.
A rust-proofing package. It's a great thing to do. I had a car in this week. The guy just bought it. I couldn't believe it. And he gave me a list of issues. And I said to him, how long have you had this car? And he said, 2 weeks. And I went, 2 weeks? Let me check and find the problems, and then we'll talk. Because I said to him, why don't you just go back to the guy who sold it to you?
Yes.
And he went, well, he's kind of far away. And and then we lifted it up.
Yes.
And it got uglier.
Oh, boy.
$4,000, okay?
Yeah.
Worth of work that this thing needs.
Here's a question for you, Al.
Yeah.
What would you charge a customer to inspect the car before they purchased it?
An hour's labor. So, okay. You know, you're talking between $120, $150. The best money you will ever spend.
Great investment. Great investment.
In fact, again, you know, what triggered it was, it wasn't this truck was only maybe 4 or 5 years old, but the front apron was rotted out, rusted right out, and the radiator was just hanging there. Okay. Thank God the hoses and the wires were tight.
that was holding it up.
That was holding it up. And I thought, you know, this is something that Crown, for example, addresses, man. They do the structural parts underneath the car that you can't see. Yes. I mean, you remember driving your old Dodge Falcon and the bottom of the fenders would be rotted off. Sorry, Dodge Ford. Well, how did I say that? I'm going to get so many hate mail now. Ford Falcon.
Turn off the Facebook.
Sorry, Dodge Dart. Dodge Dart. You know, no, that's what all the grannies drove then. You see, your mom drove. And then she advanced in the 70s to a Datsun 510.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they make good race cars, those 510s.
Yeah, and they were lighter in the end because they rusted so quick.
Decreased in weight.
But that was a trick, actually, that some racers used to do. NASCAR guys used to do that. They would acid dip their cars.
They would. There's several legendary stories about that. Mm-hmm. But, the world of racing is all about innovation.
Yes.
Yeah, not cheating. Innovation.
Thinking outside the box.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
You're only guilty if caught.
That's right.
Otherwise, you're an innovator.
That's right. And if you just play by the rules, you've already lost.
Yeah. Apparently, Smokey Yannick was so known as being the best mechanic. Apparently, no, he's the best cheater.
Innovator.
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 Innovator, yeah.
All right. So innovation, and that's Triangle Tires. Been around for how long have you been around?
Over 30 years.
So it's not new. New to Canada, perhaps.
Yeah.
But not new.
But not new by any means on the globe.
And you can save yourself 30, 40, 50% off of first-line tires.
Correct. And get the performance. And, you know, like I said, the average driver, they'll be more than fine.
True. And if you've got a big earth-moving machine, too, you have a full range, eh?
Absolutely. OTR.
OTR. OTR.
And trailer tires.
STs as well, yeah.
I've been OTR, but it was in a Beetle, so it wasn't quite the same.
Not quite the same.
That was after a long night of, never mind. In high school, as you can imagine, eh?
No, I don't remember those days. Al, tell us.
All right, no, I can't. We got to thank our guests. Of course, we had Liz Kaplan from Whippy. Great service they provide. If you haven't got money today, they can provide it really quick. And, of course, if you haven't got a parking spot, you can check with Josh Eisen at whereipark.com.
Yeah, or if you have a parking spot, you can list it with whereipark.com as well.
That's right. It's sitting there empty. You might as well make some money.
That's right.
It's a great service.
All right. We still have a couple minutes? Okay.
No, look at that.
Okay.
So one of the things in the news, you know, yes. If we had time, I wanted to drop this in, Tesla has opened up downtown Toronto to this concept of full self-driving, which is just some advanced driver assist, but people don't understand what full self-driving means. Does not mean the car drives itself at all. That's absolutely does not mean that. It's got some advanced driver assist systems where it does some of the driving function, but as the driver, you still have to pay attention. Of course, if you go on social media or on YouTube, you will see people, you know, going hands off and all of this stuff. You can't do that.
But it's
confusing. What allowed for that? So what, like, I saw that as well. What allowed for that to happen now as opposed to before?
So the excuse they used, or the reason they excused, or they used, was that the systems in Teslas couldn't identify streetcars, and particularly when the doors were opening, which is a legitimate concern.
Absolutely.
So it seems that that's been addressed. So they've opened up the driver assist to downtown Toronto. But gotcha. It doesn't mean we're going to have Teslas running around rampant. Thankfully, modern Teslas do have some driver monitoring functions. So it sounds like they've got a torque sensor on the steering wheel. I don't think they've got cameras that actually monitor the driver like GM and Ford do. Mm. But at least they've got a torque sensor on the steering wheel or on the steering column so that they know you've got your hands attached to the wheel.
So in other words, the hardware has been in the cars all along.
Yes. Yeah,
Just not the software, or just they didn't turn it on.
Yeah, and one of the interesting things that they did is you had to have a certain safety rating in their own system to be able to get access to their full self-driving. And again, the car doesn't drive itself.
Well, again, and you know, we're talking about winter tires. Winter on the roads that cover up the lines on the pavement really drive a self-driving car crazy.
I would have to assume so, as well as people that actually drive their car.
and if you haven't got your winter tires now... Now's the time.
Get them now. Absolutely.
There you go. This is Dave's Corner Garage. Thank you very much, Carlos, for doing a great job and doing that helicopter move. You're going to put your shoulder out one of these days. We got to run. We'll see you next week, everybody. Thanks. Drive safe.
Bye-bye.
This has been an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.